What's up, everybody? This is Joshua, and I am bringing you another installment of the Final X Legends podcast. We are creating legendary legacies. We are bringing you billion-dollar writers with billion-dollar ideas. Today, we have a wonderful Miss Mynisha King, who is not only a wonderful writer with her own published book, a published author, but she's also in charge of her own publishing company. So I would like to welcome you all with this beautiful, beautiful, strong Black woman who has everything going for her. Go ahead, Miss Mynisha, tell us about your publishing company and, you know, what it is that you cater towards with your publishing.
Okay. Hi. Thank you, Joshua, for having me on today. And thank you for that wonderful welcome or introduction. I am Mynisha King. I am a part owner of the King's Press Publishing Company, which is a family-owned company. My husband is the founder and president. I work as the director of marketing and promotions. King's Press Publishing Company strives to publish meaningful narratives for all ages. We enjoy using laughter and joy and facts and fiction, as well as the triumph and trauma of real people to develop better leaders for tomorrow. So that's the gist of what we do. We are really about amplifying Black voices, us telling our own narratives, us being able to meet the people personally where they are and publish from A to Z. So whether it's consulting that you may need, whether it is a ghostwriter, if it's some editing services, if it's formatting issues, promotions, those types of things, we also work with the client.
That is wonderful. You know, I wish there would have been avenues that I would have known. I'm glad that you guys are doing this, because when I was, you know, 15, 16, 18, 19, 20, 21, and I was writing and whatnot, I didn't feel like there was a real big avenue for me as a young Black man that loves writing to be able to go. There's always these, you know, there's always hurdles with publishing, but especially when, you know, you're of color. Like there are a lot of issues that just stem and are in the way. So it's wonderful that you're providing a platform for, you know, anyone, you know, especially, you know, anyone with, you know, a history and a past to be able to get out there and make it happen.
Yes, definitely. You know, real stories are invaluable to the human soul, and, you know, they're a testament to progress and growth. So there's all kind of obstacles, just like you said, for people like us to get your work out there. And we try to, you know, create that platform where you can get over those hurdles and those obstacles. And we don't put those things in your way, because we know that, you know, sometimes you may go to knock on a publisher's door that, you know, that has been out there for a long time, you know, that reputable, that actually would get your brand. You know, most people are concerned about being selling authors, and we definitely would like any of our clients to become that. But at the same time, we know that there are certain things you have to water down, or sometimes, you know, kind of dilute, I guess, the same thing, in order to get your message out there with other types of companies. We want you to be transparent. We want you to be real, true to your story. So that's one of our niches. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So you guys seem to have everything, you know, lined up. You know, now what all types of perks come with, you know, signing up with you guys to publish? Like, do you guys offer, you know, like flyers and business cards and additional forms of promotion and branding?
Well, that's a possibility. You know, if we're looking at promotions and you need some flyers designed or some videos created and things like that, we can definitely work on those. There are customizable packages or services. So to answer your question, in short, we're flexible with the services we provide. We're more so, we haven't been doing a lot of the creating, like we haven't created business cards for others. I mean, we do that for ourselves and our associates, but we can definitely get those things done as well. But it's more so we like to customize literacy, like books. I guess you could say my husband has started with a real-time textbook to where agencies, schools, businesses can create real-time textbooks that are current, you know, with what's going on, whether it be in history, and that also can be a great depiction of who we are, because we know that oftentimes the history books doesn't have us, you know, celebrated or in there, have our history written correctly. So we started doing real-time textbooks for school districts, organizations, programs that work with children to, again, show where we are and what we have contributed as a people.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Now, any question? You guys work with all forms of literature, right? You guys would work with, you know, poets and, you know, people who, you know, have a non-traditional form of writing, you know, like comic books, graphic novels, mangas, you know, or do you guys just want to focus on novels?
No, we are, again, all modes. So, for an example, we have different, we used our family to come up with like prototypes for different picture books, using your own personal photos, you know, as your images in your books. Then we have some children's books. We have books for adults as well. So we've kind of like developed different prototypes that we've already been putting out there, but we're open, as you said, to poets or the non-traditional writer. There is not a set model that we say, you know, this is who we work with. We have a build-a-book project for young aspiring authors. So again, if you're not familiar with the process or you just have ideas that you want to, you know, bring to page, we can help young children as well develop into writers and publish their books. Actually, we have three sons that are 13, 11, and 8. They're all published authors as well.
That's really good. That is really good. You guys on a roll. You guys are on a serious roll. This is a very informative conversation. So at this time, you know, I would like you to be able to let us know real quick where we can find you and connect with you. You know, what links to your social medias and your websites do you have?
Definitely. So our website is www.kingspresspublishing.com. Again, that's kingspresspublishing.com. And I'm on social media. The King's Press is on social media at the King's Press LLC. That's actually Facebook and Instagram, the King's Press LLC. My personal page is Mynisha King, but either way, you can connect with me.
Okay. So everyone, all of her links, all of her social medias will be in the description. So if you didn't catch that, or you know, you can rewind. Everybody can rewind this and whatnot. But her links will be in the description of this, so that way you guys know that she is not too far away. For all of you looking for someone to help you publish traditionally and to make that happen, you have heard it right here on this podcast. You have a brilliant publisher right here who will be able to connect you with all the means and tools necessary to make your dreams come true and for your book to become a world-renowned sensation. So, Miss, oh my God, I really want to ask you one more question. I actually seriously want to know real quick about your book before we go. You know, since we do have time, Ms. Mynisha King, go ahead and let us know about your book before we go ahead and wrap this up.
Oh, yes. I'm the author of a children's book titled Angels Don't Wear Wings, They Wear Jackets. I kind of got that concept when my son was about 4 years old. He said something of the sense that angels don't wear wings, they wear coats. And I thought that was such a profound statement and decided that one day I would write a book about that. It's taken out of the scripture, Hebrews 13:12, referencing how you need to be careful how you entertain strangers or how you treat strangers. You may be entertaining angels. And so I'll walk you through a story of how I shared with my young son on how angels have always been there to protect them, to guide them, to help them. And so in the book, you get to see how my son is kind of questioning, where are these angels with certain experiences he has? He actually, my 10-year-old, he's now 11. When he was 10, he illustrated the book. So it's a special project that we worked on together. And the gist of it, the message behind it, is to really teach children of lessons on empathy, kindness, family, and community.
I love that. That hearing you speak just now about all that actually just soothed my soul. So I'm very sure that the book. No, seriously, like I feel like I could just go to sleep right now. You know, just relax. Pretty sure that book carries everything we need. But real quick, tell us where we can find that before we leave out of here.
Angels Don't Wear Wings, They Wear Jackets. It's also on our website, kingspresspublishing.com. You can also get it on amazon.com.
That is wonderful. Definitely need to go ahead and share that in the book club groups I have with my fellow parents and whatnot as well. But
thank you.
Y'all know you're most welcome. That's the point of all this, to be able to grow, to connect, to reach out, and for all of us to be able to help out one another. That is the key and the goal. So
awesome.
Honestly, it's been amazing to speak with you and hear about your wonderful publishing company and your creative works. I love you. I appreciate you. It's been an honor to have you on this show, and I look forward to having you on here again and you know, over the next few months, hearing your progression and your growth into, you know, all of your success. And hopefully over the time, we'll be able to connect you with a lot of the listeners, and everybody will be able to help each other out.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate the work that you're doing. You know, continue, stay focused, and this shall be great for you as well. So thank you for connecting me to others, and I'm glad that we connected. And yes, if we can come back, we can even have, you know, the family or anything that you are interested in, but we appreciate you.
Absolutely. I'm actually going to get you in touch with my mother. She is someone who is, you know, she's probably gonna be pissed at me. She's gonna be like, boy, what you doing sending me all these people talking to me, whatever, I'm about to be 50 years old. But I'm like, mom, you're all good with English, and they can bring you all these cool stories for you to read, because my mom is the person you want to rip apart your book. You want, my mom is the fan that you want, because you're going to get the feedback that you need, you know.
Okay, that's so great.
Yeah, but, you know, everyone, this is Miss Mynisha King. This has been another great installment of the Final Ace Legends podcast. As you guys heard it for yourself, like I said at the beginning, this is more than just a billion-dollar writer right here. This woman is taking charge and making she's been a pathfinder, cutting the way for others to succeed and whatnot. So, like I always say, guys, stay safe, stay blessed, spend time with your family and loved ones, build those happy memories, paint those beautiful pictures in each other's minds, and I love you all. Take care. Stay safe. This is Joshua, and I'm out. Bye.